Well, fortunately and unfortunately, we got bogged down today with what we learned about the attempted assassination of Trump, and they're not done. Doug Thornton and I are going to do a show on it. Doug Hagman and I are going to do a show on it. We may bring Doug Hagman over to the Intel report. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Sad that our government could be this corrupt, that they'd murder a presidential candidate. But elements of our government were involved. And along those lines, we're in the middle of an expose. We're borrowing from a work called The Department of Just Us, play on words for justice. And it's basically the council. And the name of the author is Greg Stenstrom, but I'm setting you up. I'm going to borrow from what he's done. And this is going to be a three-parter. And then I'm going to interject two more parts on expanding this into organizations. Gregory does a really good job of identifying the individuals right on the money. I'm going to expand this to the groups, the individuals act in concert. And this is why we need to learn about the three groups. And I'm going to explain it in detail. We're going to look specifically at the political arm of the deep state, the intelligence arm, and the infiltration arm. And we're just going to show you the people, talk briefly about a couple of the key ones here. We have a great sponsor. You need to cleanse your gut. Need to get rid of these unhealthy foods that are in the health pyramid fraudulently, and we're going to tell you all about it right here. So speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a toxin that's in, well, quote, all of the healthy foods, which aren't healthy. Scientists have been telling to eat these foods, and they've created a fraudulent food pyramid, according to Dr. Gundry, world-renowned cardiologist and nutritionist. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues that's affecting millions of people. Millions. The warning signs include weight gain, stiff joints, skin problems. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects and are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because they develop over a matter of years, and even sometimes it takes decades, but it manifests, and they're all caused by three negative health foods. Now, you have to know which ones are healthy, which ones are not, friend from foe. So here's what we're going to do. You have the ability to go watch a free video at gutcleanseprotocol.com slash Dave. That's gutcleanseprotocol.com slash Dave. And the link will be in the description box if you're watching on social media. Now, we've been talking about the council. Who's really running America? We covered in the first part the council and the council emeritus, and we looked at how many DOJ figures there were, FBI. Well, now we're to the political arm. And yes, the buffoon himself, the mentally decrepit President Joe Biden, he's in this group. He was selected, not elected, of course, we know that. And he was put into place to carry out an agenda. So was Barack Obama. I've often said Barack Obama, with all the stuff he did, you can arrest people without a warrant, we can throw people in camps, and all these things he did, but never acted on. I said he was the setup man for Hillary Clinton. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. And then, of course, we have Senator Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley is best known right now, today. He's best known for saying illegals should be in our military and we'll give them full citizenship. And that includes the CHICOMs, who are our avowed enemies. He's a traitor and he wants this to happen. Chuck Grassley. And of course, Senator Chuck Schumer hates America, loves Israel, hates America. Nancy Pelosi, in tight with the cartel, comes from an organized crime family. So, fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Mitch McConnell. Boy, head of the Senate, for the GOP. Well, he was until he resigned because he's so decrepit. He's like Biden, doesn't know where he is half the time. But Mitch McConnell's in-laws control the six major ports in China. And guess what, boys and girls? He's making about $25 million a year that he reports. Keyword that he reports. Then there's Jerry Nadler, one of the key proponents going back to the days of Jesse Ventura and conspiracy theory, one of the key components of what? FEMA camps. And then Jamie Raskin. His father is responsible for really organizing the council. I'll give you a little history on that in part three. But he's most known, well, first of all, J6, what a slug, what a terrible miscarriage of justice, embarrassed the government, embarrassed his party with his conduct in J6 trials. Yeah, this guy right here, he's a hack, big time hack for the deep state. Now, here's the deal. He said if Trump wins, there'll be a civil war. Why isn't he behind bars for insurrection? Okay, I'm going to scroll down to here. Let's take a look at, there's the architect, Raskin, Marcus Raskin, Jamie's father. Fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. But let's go down here a little further. The intelligence arm. So the deep state has people that control intelligence agencies right here. They're not elected, they're bureaucrats, and they are basically taking away our liberties. Okay, this guy right here, John Brennan, one of the key of two signatories out of 51 total in the intelligence community, who said the Hunter Biden laptop situation, it's a Russian hoax. We know now it wasn't, and it was election interference, and it probably helped Biden plus cheating to become the president. And of course, this is Clapper, never met a lie he didn't like. Former director of national intelligence, also one of the key components in the Hunter Biden laptop cover-up, but they do a lot more. They control the 18 intelligence agencies, and it's not for your benefit. Leon Panetta, former CIA director and secretary of defense, close to the Clintons, worked for Obama. Don't need to say any more than that. And then, of course, CIA, former CIA director Michael Hayden. Now, finally, you have the infiltration arm. And you can see some of these people, you may not know their names, so I'll read what they did. Jeff Zients, Obama White House chief of staff. He's in on every decision. Now, this guy's really interesting right here. Ron Klain. And some of you are thinking, Dave, I've heard that name before. Yeah, you heard it here on the Common Sense Show. Ron Klain, as you can see, former Biden White House chief of staff. Guess where he's working now? He's diehard liberal Democrat communist. And he and one of his aides are working for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Now, we've already seen evidence about how Mike Johnson has been flipped. He's a total rhino. Not loyal to the country whatsoever. Ron Klain's on his staff. And what did Ron Klain do before Biden, chief of staff? He worked for the Clintons. There's your deep state as we continue. This guy's interesting to me right here. Mike Davis, former chief counsel for nominations of the Senate Judiciary Committee. If you want to know how you get so many just communist judges that don't care about the law and they make up the law as they go, there's your guy. There's your guy. And so when the author of this report says the Department of Just Us, that's the leader for Just Us. He's the one who gets these horrible judges in that make horrible decisions, like Bogota Billy Mershon in the hush money trial in Manhattan. This is your guy. These are the faces of the deep state. Unelected bureaucrats that control everything. And we're not done. We're going to get into more on part three, but I'm building a base on this work to expand it into the group affiliations. And there'll be no doubt if you follow this series carefully, you'll fully understand who's really running America. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Real problems with solutions, which makes us unique, and we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv, and we'll see you over there.